How often do you pause and just check in on the state of your mind, body, and spirit? You know, often when we're in a season of inner work, we can be hyper-focused on just mental or emotional health. And as you know, it's important to address all three and how they're connected. And so today we're going to be talking about what it means to co-labor with God, to walk out this journey of healing your mind through your body, and to embrace being in the process of where you are right now in your walk with the Lord. Are you in a season where you're longing for more, desiring inner peace, hoping for more authenticity in relationships? Perhaps you're feeling unsettled inside, like you know that God is calling you deeper, higher, and further than you've ever gone before. You are ready for change, and it's time for something to shift. But what is it? What's been missing? My name is Amber Todd. I am a Christian counselor, and I believe that you were never meant to live a disconnected, segmented life. You were created for connection, deep, authentic, healing connection. First, within yourself, because your mental, physical, and spiritual health is interconnected. This is why I love collaborating with doctors and like-minded holistic practitioners who honor God's design for our whole being to function and operate in harmony. Life Interconnected Podcast is an intentional space you can come to every week to receive encouragement, hope, and a fresh perspective on your internal world so that you better understand your thoughts and emotions and how to live a connected life. Join this movement of mindful believers who desire to grow in our faith and cultivate a holistic approach to health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast today and share it with your friends. Welcome to Life Interconnected. I just got back from an incredible weekend with a group of women around Cincinnati, and it was just an amazing opportunity to gather and to receive encouragement, and it really personally felt like a shift for me in how I approach ministry or speaking. And, you know, I've been through many different seasons of being on stages and leading people and preparing for what I believe God wants to encourage them in. But what was so amazing about this weekend is that I really felt like I was personally able to get out of my head and not just solely focus on, you know, crafting the perfect message and all the details with the PowerPoint and, you know, memorizing things to a T. The preparation process felt different to me, and I wanted to share that because I feel like it was just kind of this profound revelation of my next layer of journeying and healing through the mind and body. And I really felt like I got into this ease and flow with the Spirit. And it was so beautiful outside. I was able to take several hikes and just honestly felt peaceful through the whole experience. You know, normally would maybe get a little, you know, like anxious or nervous, like leading up to speaking, but I just felt like there was such this ease and this flow. And it just made me realize how much, you know, we're walking with God when we're in the river and the current of the Holy Spirit. You know, He works all things together. He sets our path straight, right? When we trust in Him, He makes our paths clear. And very much felt that, not just intellectually, but the Lord just walked me through this process of even engaging my body in that preparation. So, you know, I'd be reading or journaling or writing down some revelation or notes. And then I just felt this like gentle nudge and invitation from the Holy Spirit to go on a hike. And, you know, as I was hiking throughout the woods and just feeling the stillness of the trees and looking at the beautiful water, the reflection on the water, I just would feel the Spirit reveal another layer of revelation of whatever I was pondering or meditating on or writing notes about. And it very much felt like a mind-body experience. Like I would get the revelation in my mind and then I would go move my body through hiking to really marinate in it and soak in it deeply and ask the Holy Spirit if there was anything else He wanted to reveal. And that happened several times throughout the weekend and really just the whole experience, just being around women who are hungry, women who want to grow. You know, we were diving into this topic of our spiritual womb and what it looks like to really hear from and partner with God. And, you know, we've been talking about that these last several weeks on the podcast, and I had this revelation in how I articulated sort of this part of the journey towards the end of what I call a spiritual pregnancy. Meaning, you know, you've been walking with God through healing and you've been receiving revelation, you've been getting breakthrough and you've been feeling more peaceful in your mind. But what does it look like when you're still in the process and you're still waiting on God, right? You know, I think about my four different pregnancy experiences, and specifically with my second pregnancy, you know, I actually didn't go into labor until 41 weeks, 2 days. And I remember calling my midwife, like at that 41 week mark, like, am I ever going to have this baby? And, you know, often the waiting can feel hard because we don't know when the breakthrough is coming. And therefore, we can just kind of want to rush time or push through it or just wish away the waiting because we're ready for the breakthrough. And yet, it's sometimes the waiting itself that allows the revelation and the healing to really soak in and set. It's the waiting itself that we posture our hearts and openness towards the Holy Spirit to reveal anything we might be missing or to complete whatever good work He's doing in us. And if we look at the journey of a spiritual pregnancy or the journey of inner work, the journey of growth, you know, often in the beginning we get excited because we get this vision, or maybe we have this longing of a way we want to grow or change. Maybe we have this deep desire or motivated. And then we actually start walking through the process. And we are so fixed on the ending of where we want to be, like where we want our marriage to be, or where how we want to feel internally, or what we want our relationships to look like, that we're actually not embracing the true middle part. I call it the 80%, right? The 10% is not the beginning, there's a 10% at the end. But the 80% in the middle is really where the growth happens. It's really where we can integrate and walk out what's happening between our mind and body and spirit. You know, it's so important to me as I have personally gone through counseling and then as I lead other people, that it doesn't just stay stuck in our heads. And that's what was so profound about the hiking this weekend, is it felt like I had this revelation, it was in my head, and then by moving my body and working it out and engaging with Holy Spirit, it really settled in. And so I just want to encourage you, as you are, you know, in your journey, wherever you're at, first of all, like, embrace the 80%. Like, this is point number one. I believe that the 80% is where the deep work happens. The 80% is where God refines us. And in essence, He's asking, like, can I have it all? Like, are you willing to give it all to me? Are you willing to surrender to me? Are you willing to press in and lean in and do the hard work so that He can have access to everything within us, right? Because we are His vessels. We are vessels of the living God. And as we yield, as we surrender, as we give Him access to every part of us, then there just becomes this like supernatural flow of His Spirit in our lives. But sometimes that's not possible in the beginning when we get the revelation, because we get stuck and we're human and we have brokenness and parts of us that are hurting and struggling. And so we have to learn how to walk it out with Him. That's the process of sanctification. That's the journey of becoming more like Christ, is the walking it out, the wrestling. You know, I had one of my first experiences as an emotional support doula this last fall, just being present at one of my clients' births. And it was, first of all, just such an honor to be able to witness the beauty of birth. And something that I wasn't expecting, and I hadn't really thought about a lot before the experience, was just actually witnessing the harmony and the relationship between the husband and wife. And, you know, this is what we call co-laboring, right? You know, there's maybe different types of birth experiences. There's maybe the woman's in her zone and she's sort of feels a little bit like on an island and everyone's around her and available, but she is like digging deep internally. And then there's maybe those moments where she's struggling with fear or anxiety. And I've heard from OBs explain, like, if a woman is afraid, if she goes into kind of that panic mode in labor, the baby will literally just go back up into the cervix. And when that happens, maybe she's hoping that someone else will rescue her. She's hoping that someone else will come and do this labor work to bring the baby forth. Like, just get the baby out, just get the baby out. But that's not possible typically unless it's a co-laboring, unless she's at peace and surrendered and she's in a safe and supportive environment. Now, of course, sometimes there's an emergency and a C-section is required. But I think just realizing that, realizing like co-laboring, like I have a part and God has a part, and he can't do my part. He's not going to do my part, and I can't do his part, right? And so when we understand, okay, what is God's role in this healing process? What is his role in this spiritual pregnancy? He deposits the dream. He prepares the way. He orchestrates the details. He provides. He leads us as a good father, right? He's always available. He's always present. He will never leave us. Everything that he offers to us, we have been given everything in Christ Jesus. What's our role? Our role is trust. Our role is dependence on him. Our role is to wait for him, to allow ourselves to be sanctified, to be refined. Our role is to tend to the anxiety, the fear, the depression, the control. I often just pray, God, search me and know me. Search anything that might hinder or hold back what you have for me. And I saw a post recently that I just thought was really profound. And they were talking about the process of spiritual growth, of spiritual enlightenment, of becoming more and more like Christ, more and more aligned with love. You know, sometimes spiritual awakening is not always paired with emotional or psychological development. And so I had a conversation this weekend with someone about this. This can be what I call spiritual bypassing, where, you know, we know the verse and we know scripture, know where we should be. We have this like spiritual revelation, but we don't actually have the inner house, the inner character, the psychology, the inner work in our brain to handle the revelation. And I believe both are so important. And this goes to, you know, healing the mind and body together. I think we have to walk it out. We have to work it out. We have to wrestle with it. This is why God built us to be in relationship. He built us to be in a journey and to be in relationship with him, to actually marinate and receive and work through and walk out a revelation. Because the revelation is powerful in of itself, right? Even if you receive a prophetic word, or maybe something in scripture illuminates, like you get this revelation. Or maybe you're sitting in a Sunday service and you're just so encouraged and you're really receiving and resonating with what's being preached. What happens next? Like, does it just sit in your journal and you kind of forget about it a few days later? You know, our short-term memory is really within 72 hours. Like, if you're not revisiting that message, that word, or that revelation within 72 hours, it then often goes into memory loss, right? If we're not meditating, we're not chewing on it. I love the root word meditation. It's the same root word that we use to describe cows chewing grass. If we're not chewing on it, because cows can chew like the same mouthful of grass for like a couple hours, right? Way longer than we as humans do. I think we as humans often don't chew our food long enough because we're often eating distracted and we're eating in a hurry. I want you to think about that. When you receive revelation from the Father, are you going back and chewing on it? Are you meditating on it? Are you saying, Holy Spirit, what more do you have for me? Like as I was going on that hike in the woods, I would get the revelation, I would get the idea, I would get the 3-point sermon, but then I went on a walk with God, literally in the woods. Lord, what do you want to say about this? Is there anything I'm missing? Is there anything that you want to take out of this? What do these women specifically need? Where are they at? What lies are they struggling with? I would just ask God to marinate in it with me, to help me understand. And I think it's so powerful when you do that with the receiving of a sermon, with the receiving of revelation, with illumination of scripture, even after a counseling session. You know, as I've been building out and setting up my new office, I really wanted to have a space for clients to prepare their hearts before they come into my office for counseling and to also sit and marinate afterwards. And so I set up my waiting room kind of different than a typical waiting room. Like there's no reception desk, everything's automated. So they can just come in early and just rest and have this quiet room for their soul to prepare their heart and mind for whatever way God might want to encounter them. And then afterwards, I think it's super powerful to just sit and soak in whatever revelation or insight or maybe psychological perspective that a client might have received. I do this in my own counseling. I have a specific journal that is only for preparing and debriefing my own counseling sessions with my counselor. And I usually will take time right afterwards to write recaps of the aha moments, of things I want to ponder, of questions I want to ask God. This is what the 80% is about. It's about walking out the healing. It's not just about receiving it in your head, because we all know we've received profound things in our heads, but then it just dissipates, it goes away. Or maybe we've received a powerful word from God, but we haven't revisited it in 5 or 10 years. I think that's our job. That's what stewardship means. It means I'm doing my part and I'm trusting God to do his part. And my part is a part that only I can do, right? Sometimes we have this like deliverance mindset of like, I just want God to do it all. And I'm sitting here just waiting, waiting, waiting. But maybe the Lord's waiting on you. Maybe he's waiting for you to go and revisit something he's already spoken. Maybe you're praying for things that he's already revealed. Maybe you're asking him for answers that he's already given. Are you honoring the work that he's done in your life? Sometimes I feel like we experience quietness or silence from God because he's waiting for us to revisit and follow through and marinate on what he's already revealed. Or he's waiting for us to take action in obedience in what he's asked us to do. You know, delayed obedience is disobedience. And sometimes if I'm not hearing from the Lord or I just feel stuck, I go back and say, okay, what's he already spoken? What's he already revealed? What's he asked me to do that I have not done yet? And then I sit in it and I work it out and I walk it out and I wrestle with him and I ask him questions. And then maybe I share with friends and I seek counsel and seek wisdom and guidance and discernment. And I still press in and still listen. And then maybe a fresh word comes, right? Like this is the process of the 80%. This is the in-between. This is the co-laboring with Christ. And I believe if you can learn to co-labor well, if you can really steward the 80%, the breakthrough and the revelation comes with an ease and a flow. And it doesn't feel like striving anymore because you're so surrendered to the process. You're so in tune with him. You're so in sync with the Holy Spirit that it just feels like the cherry on top. It just feels like you're ready and prepared for whatever that final piece of revelation or whatever that final breakthrough, whatever that final answer to prayer is. You've been preparing your inner house. You've been renewing your mind. You're becoming emotionally mature. You're becoming self-aware. You're in tune with the Holy Spirit. So whenever he reveals what he wants to reveal, you are postured to receive it because you have the inner house to receive it. This is why physical health is so important, mental health, spiritual health, emotional health. We are posturing our inner house to receive whatever work or revelation God wants to do in us and through us. And so this is what it means to co-labor. This is what it means just to check in. And, you know, here's the big idea today. You have a role and God has a role in the process of co-laboring. And if you are willing to press in and to steward well what God has entrusted to you, he is always available and will continue to be faithful in revealing what you are ready to receive. And so here's some practical steps this week, some reflection questions to consider. What has God already spoken to you that needs to be revisited? You know, what have you forgotten? What have maybe you neglected to tend to? Was it a sermon that really impacted you that you haven't reflected on? Is there a word or a promise that God deposited that you've kind of forgotten about or you've become weary in waiting? I want you to tend to and start to reawaken the things that God's already spoken. And then next, I want you to reflect on what is the state of your inner house? You know, what's the state of your current inner narrative? Is it overly critical? Is it anxious? Is it threaded with depression? What's the state of your physical health? Does something in your body need to be tended to? What's the state of your relationships? Is there peace between you and others? Are there any relationships that need to be tended to? My encouragement to you this week is make yourself available. Tend to the 80%. Press in on whatever God is highlighting in your specific journey. And I believe when you do that, He will reveal to you this integrated, interconnected plan and how to really walk and work with Him in the unforced rhythms of grace, because He's a good Father who's always available and wants to meet you right where you're at. Thank you for being here today. I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for sharing this space with me today. You are loved, valued, and important. If this episode impacted you, I invite you to share it with your community. I would love to hear your takeaways, so take a screenshot, type your aha moment, and tag me at Life Interconnected so that others can be encouraged too. Thank you for being a part of this mindful movement of believers. Let's live intentionally as God designed our lives to be interconnected. I will see you next week.